Bills Roundup, presented by Paytech Energy, your advocate for informed energy decisions.
There was plenty of news on the practice field Wednesday with several players returning from injury, but there was also a healthy player that returned in Sean Merriman, who harbors no ill feelings about his release this past August.
I mean, it's this National Football League, and, and that's just how things go. I knew I can still play, and I can contribute to the game a lot. And, I'm just happy to get that call back because you never know how things are going to go, and you have to be ready, when it's time.
According to head coach Chan Gailey, Merriman is expected to be dressed for Sunday's game against Tennessee, having a firm working knowledge of the defensive system.
As long as he's in playing shape and everything goes well this week and he gets back into the flow of things, like I said, he probably is going to be right there on Sunday afternoon, giving us some help.
Merriman is likely to be a rotational end on Sunday. The news was also good for Spencer Johnson and Craig Urbick. Both players were limited in practice Wednesday, but were participating for the first time in 2 weeks.
Just individuals today, hopefully do individual and some team periods tomorrow, and then we'll see where it goes after that. I thought every day got better and better. Strength got back to it, and still have a lot of work to do, but I feel like it's getting better every day.
Both are trying to return from ankle injuries sustained back in week 4. The news not so good for Cordy Glenn, who Coach Gailey says has a good chance to return for the Houston game following the bye week. Not practicing Wednesday along with Glenn were Mark Anderson, Denoris Searcy, Terrence McGee, and Kyle Williams. Ron Brooks, who is still on injured reserve but designated to return, took to the practice field as well on Wednesday as he was medically cleared from his broken foot Monday. He got most of his reps with the scout team but was pleased with how his foot responded to the work.
I went really good, actually. I felt real good, didn't have any pain, it's like I just picked up where I left off. It felt better, actually, than when I was in the preseason, so I tried to push it and see how well it was doing. And it held up just fine.
Finally, Jairus Byrd was named the AFC Defensive Player of the Week for his 2-interception performance in the overtime win at Arizona last week. It's his first ever Player of the Week award and the first Bills player since George Wilson last season. At One Bills Drive, I'm Chris Brown for Bills Roundup.